See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see him when she want. Tryna take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, Bobby in the back. Reefer in the blunt, call it getting smacked. He don't need a stunt, tell your boyfriend to relax. I can see it from the front, but shorty where it's at. You talking to a Mac, flawless on the track. Anywhere I go, I'm putting Harlem on the map. Call me on the jack, lose my number if you whack. Coke bottle frame, I don't want it if it's flat. Mommy, I'm a owner, I could be a soldier. Bring it here to me, I don't bite, I ain't a cobra. Bout to spaz on it, time to bend it over. Sit my class on it, I don't need a coaster. Hey, I'm a flirt, put that body in reverse. Yeah, you got the day off, but it's time to go to work. Popping out your skirt while I'm cheaping me a blunt. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see him when she want. Tryna take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, but you gotta turn around. Diva of the month, flies in the town. Me, I got a stunt, I'm flyer than these clowns. And the weed I smoke so loud, they yeah, right, and turn it down. But my, burn it down. I'm a fly, it's all about. Come and put them brand new red bottoms on the couch. Fly without a doubt. I don't mind what you about. What you drink, Patron? Shot for shot is on the house. Hey, get twisted, get nice. Baby girl, sip this till you get right. Don't think twice. This your big night. You know that you loving. Now it's time to live life. Get light. Hey, body like damn. Mommy got jam. Make me wanna drop pants. Part in my hand. But I see just what I want. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. From the jump. See, I got stunts. When I'm in the town, you can see him when she want. Tryna take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front.
Good evening, and welcome to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We have some excellent guests tonight and some terrific new music, so please sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride on today's Entrepreneurs.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going out there, folks?
What's going on with you?
Your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams.
Got a good show lined up for you tonight.
Oh, big name tonight.
We have Erica Mena from VH1 Love and Hip Hop.
Okay, Miss Mena.
We have a comedian coming on. We have Greg Dean.
Mr. Greg Dean in the house.
And we have a woman by the name of Kyra Parks.
So right now, folks, I believe we have Greg Dean on the line with us. Are you there,
yes,
Greg?
Yes, indeed you do. Yeah,
hey,
I'm there.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Just finished smoking a very fine cigar.
Oh, yeah? What kind of cigar did you have?
It was an Ashton.
So, Greg, how did you get into comedy?
Well, wow, that's a long story. I did a lot of theater in high school, and then I became a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus clown for several years, and lived on a train, traveled around North America. Then I became a street performer in San Francisco, and that was interesting for a couple of years. And I moved down to Los Angeles and became a paid regular at the Comedy Store. And, you know, and been I performed for 10 years and made a living at it.
Oh, so what made you want to start a comedy school, Greg, and give comedy classes?
Well, you know, that it was, I was out in the clubs working, and I just had this ability of helping people with their shows. I'd sit around and go, oh, do this, do that. You know, I mean, here's some things that, you know, you could be doing, et cetera. And they kept saying, oh, you should teach this. And then, so I opened up a school. There weren't any schools for stand-up comedy at the time. I thought, well, that's interesting. I got a niche market here.
Definitely.
That
definitely.
Nobody's in.
took advantage of that.
So
yeah, and so there was a...
So in your opinion,
they had a show business paper here in Los Angeles, so I started advertising in it with a lot of acting classes, and so it was, you know, I could fill up my classes.
Yeah. So, Greg, in your opinion, what makes a good comic?
It's a combination of really strong technique and a lot of clever creativity to start talking about things that nobody else is talking about.
That's got to be hard to do. Only so much information out there.
A lot of input.
Well, that's the thing is that, that's what Richard Pryor brought to stand-up comedy, is he took us more into depth, more intimately into his own personal life to find interesting stuff to talk about. If, you know, people only talk about what they see on TV, then everybody's talking about it. What else is going on in the world and in history, even, to talk about as a comedian?
Right, you're right. Who are some of your favorite comics that are out right now?
Louis C.K. is certainly there at the top of the list. I like the British guy, Eddie Izzard, who usually performs in women's clothes. He's terrific. I love Chris Rock. I think he's kind of created this generation of, you know, the kind of a style, a better storytelling style. Ricky Gervais, I like him, but I like him more as a comic actor. He's really on Seinfeld, I think, is one of the top, was before his show and is after, even better after his show.
Have you been on any comic acting?
Movies or shows yourself?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I haven't done a lot of comic acting. I've done plays and stuff, but nothing really on television.
Have you done any stand-up?
I've done a lot of stand-up. Yeah, I used to be a paid regular at the Comedy Store. I'm still a paid regular at the Comedy Store. I haven't performed in the last few years. I'm a cancer survivor, so... Once I came back from the cancer, I was out for like 3-4 years and stuff. I had to make a decision about what I was going to do with my energy and time. Yeah. So I focused in on the school because it was my business, and it gave me something very specific. I got some very specific goals because I'm trying. What I'm after is to collect and model out the fundamental techniques for stand-up comedy.
So, Greg, you know how Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter, he has some of his go-to moves?
Absolutely.
Do you have any go-to jokes?
Well, it matters if the show is going well. You should have a rhythm going with the audience, and you just continue that rhythm. And a lot of people, that's one of the people that, things that people don't, who aren't comedians, don't understand, that there's a rhythm you get going with a particular audience. So when you get heckled or somebody drops drinks, it's not the heckling that's so bothersome or the noise or whatever, it's that the rhythm stops. And then you have to go back and rebuild that rhythm that you've got going on with this audience. So, you know, if you've got your rhythm going, your show is just going to peek out and do this really great and fun thing. If it's a tough show, There's a lot of different things that you can do. One of them I call the best of the best. Just stop trying to tell stories and cut to your best one-liner kind of jokes and just hit the best ones in a row and get some good laughs or the best laughs you can get and exit stage right.
Okay, okay. So what are some of the comics that you've shared the stage with?
Robin Williams, Marty Short, years, you know, I was on Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy and another large crew of people, and, you know, there, you know, several, you know, other shows. I'm not, you know, as a stand-up comedian, I never really completely took off as a top performer, per se. I got the weirdest job in the world, as I would. I'm very competent at stand-up comedy. And they hired me to be the opening act for the male strippers at Chippendales for the first 3.5 years of the first four years that it existed. So I was performing here in town. Everybody else was going out and doing road work. I didn't need to. I had a gig in town. I was making a lot of money going there and performing 6-8 times a week. Doing a 15-minute show at the top to warm up the crowd. It was a tough crowd, really tough crowd. That's kind of where my street performing experience came in and was very helpful because I wasn't afraid of the audience. You know, street performing, you got to gather the crowd, you got to entertain the crowd, and then you got to convince them to give you money.
Yep.
Well, geez, you know, I went into like the world-famous Comedy Store and started performing as a paid regular there. It was, you know, people would say, wow, this is tough. I go, really? There's already an audience. I don't have to do that. There's people here, you know? Geez, all I got to do is be funny and leave, and somebody pays you some money. This is simple. This is easy. This is fun. They were all freaking out, and I was like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, so Greg.
So when I went to Chippendales, it was rowdy. I mean, it was just these women screaming, and they'd screamed so many comedians before me off the stage.
Oh, man.
But I was used to street performing, so I just took charge and wrote some jokes that made them laugh at me and then let them know I was here to, you know, talk dirty to them for a while. You know, basically what I was the foreplay.
So, Greg, for the business of comedy, what are some of the revenue streams for a comedian?
The revenue streams, it's all the C's. We call them the C's, which is starting, we'll go sideways, but it's clubs. Going out and doing road work and doing clubs, okay? Then there's cruise ships. You got to be pretty squeaky clean, even though that's not true much anymore, because what they have is a clean show, and then they'll have a 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning dirty show for the adults on cruise ships. More blue. I wouldn't actually say it's dirty. It's just more risque. Then you've got colleges. Colleges, you need to be pretty squeaky clean for that kind of stuff, because you know, you're with young people and stuff like that, and then it's being scrutinized by whoever's hiring you from the, you know, faculty. And probably the best money comes from corporate work, going out and performing at conferences and trade shows or big, you know, upper management meetings and things like that.
Private money is always the best. Always the best. Corporate checks. So what made you want to start your own comedy school?
It was really not to go out on the road. I had been doing a bunch of road stuff and traveling all around. I've been traveling for like off and on or mostly for the previous 10 years, almost full time. And then I, kind of got tired of it, got a little road burnt and thought, well, I really want to work on my acting career here in Hollywood. And I can't do that if I'm always out on the road someplace. So I was working Chippendales making money, and then I opened up the school in 1982 really just to bring in some more income, because I saw, like I said, I saw a niche market that nobody was in. It was a joke writing class here or there or something, but overall there just wasn't a school with a book and a curriculum for learning to do stand-up comedy. And so I stepped into it just to make extra money to stay in town, and I did, and it worked. It's, you know, it built. At first, it was, you know, I taught it in my home when I first did it, my, you know, actually an apartment, you know, the first few times. And I got a theater space and moved into there and started doing. And the more that I started getting people wanting to stay with me, that the classes, I had to add more and more classes keep up with that.
I'm sorry. About on average, about how many students would you say that you have?
Overall, I usually like to only teach 3 nights a week, so I'll probably have right around 40.
Now, is there a particular, intervals? Like, how do your classes run? Or are they over the course of a month or weeks? Or?
Yes. Well, I have actually 3 tiers of classes, 3 levels that I work with people. The first level people work with me is all about learning the fundamental techniques of stand-up comedy. You spend 5 weeks with me learning those. I give a free class so people can come in and understand what I'm teaching, because I teach differently than other teachers. I teach skills and techniques. That's it. If I can't turn it into a skill that you can practice and practice on your own, I don't teach it. I'm very specific about how I teach. I think one of the errors that a lot of comedy teachers are making, from my perspective, is that students come in to the other teachers and they say, put up a show. And they go, I don't know how to write a show. And they say, well, write one anyway. So they put up a show, and then the teacher says, well, I'll tell you what's funny and what's not funny. I have a fundamental problem with that. I don't know anybody who can tell anybody what a future group of strangers sitting in an unknown location and we don't know anything about their mood or their anything, and you're going to predict what they're going to laugh at. I just don't get that, you know. I think the students should learn how to, first the students should go, this is what I think is funny. This is what I think is funny. Then you help them through technique, like a coach. It's like sports.
Yep.
You know, if a good coach will teach you the fundamentals of basketball or football or whatever. And then the only way to learn is go out and play. Yep. But if you're playing with bad technique or bad habits, you're just getting better at the bad habits. Okay. A good coach will teach you the fundamentals and then get you out in practice, and then you get better, and then he'll guide you and get you to be better and better and better and better at those fundamentals along with your talent. I don't teach talent. People have their pool of talent, whatever they've got anyway. My job, like a coach, is to teach them the fundamentals in my tier one, and then in my what I call my advanced classes. People can do anything, short of I tell them I don't want to hear about pedophilia, rape, or murder from the point of view of the predator. Other than that, pretty much anything they can do. People do outrageous stuff in my classrooms, and I think they should, because that's the best place. It's a safe place to come and be bad, and there's no consequences, and there's no criticism. I actually teach in the class what I call solution feedback, which means if you can't fix it, or you can't make it better, or you can't pitch a joke, shut up.
So Greg, how much do your classes cost?
My classes, the beginning classes are $349. And we have a payment plan to help people with that. And the advanced classes are essentially the same.
Okay, so not too bad.
You have a website?
The advanced classes are, it matters. The first time through, they're $399. Then we drop the price. If you're really going to study with us for long term, we give people better payment plans and give them better prices. That's a six-week class, and we go to the Comedy Store here in Hollywood and do our showcase.
Oh, okay. So what's your website information and your contact information? So one more question. Do you offer your classes via Skype or any internet, or do you have to come in face-to-face?
Yeah, well, it's more like private. Right now, it's real like private coaching. We're in the process of developing a way to teach them on Skype and through that kind of conference calling, yes. It's soon to be available, and we do private coaching, not just me, but I have a staff of four people that I work with, three other people.
Greg,
and they also do Skype one-on-ones.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Wow, don't know why. I've been sitting in the same spot.
Okay, there you go. You're back on now. Okay. Could you repeat that information about via Skype and how people can contact you?
Well, you can contact me through the internet. It's real easy. Just type in Greg Dean Comedy into Google, and you'll come up with like four pages of me. Or you can go directly to my website, which is stand-upcomedy.com, just the way you're supposed to spell it, stand-upcomedy.com. Or type in Greg Dean, and it'll also usually find me as well. So that's the best way to get a hold of us, and then we can exchange emails. You can call us. We'll get a hold of you and find out how my services can, you know, how myself and my staff can best service, you know, offer service for whatever people are looking for. Some people are businessmen who need to do, you know, speeches. Some people in talks. Some people are like clergy and lawyers and doctors. Not just people who want to be comedians.
They just want to learn how to be human.
A lot of people come in to want to learn the basic skills.
Yeah. Well, we thank you very much for all the information that you've given us, Dean. We really appreciate you calling in tonight. And we're going to keep an eye out and make sure that people have this information to get in contact with you in the future as well.
And you said you offered one-on-one classes via Skype too, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so everybody out there listening, if you want to become a comic, just learn how to be funny, get in touch with Greg Dean. Greg Dean. Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it, and we wish you all the best of success.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good night. That was Greg Dean, folks.
Yeah, I thought I could bait him into a joke with the Michael Jordans, but he didn't want to give me one.
He didn't want to give you one.
Nah.
This guy's keeping it all in to himself.
Yeah, he was pretty funny, though, with a couple of his little stories and anecdotes he was saying.
Yeah. You can tell he has a large array of material to work with.
Yeah, and he has a class with 40 people every week. That's a large number, it seems like.
So, we have...
Up next, we have Computers R Us. Before them, though, we'll get into this new music from Suave called Heaven.
You're my little piece of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are. Push me, we can sail off. If the distant lands will heaven, right here on the bodies of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are to me.
That's what you are.
No matter the weather,
you shine bright for all to see.
So bright for all to see.
The peace of heaven.
Yeah, that was some new music from Suave called
real,
Heaven.
Real smooth, real smooth.
Yeah, that was a nice joint, man. What
like
you think?
That. I like that right there, man. Yeah, I could definitely put that in the whip and just ride with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what I think about when I listen to music. Can I ride out to it?
Yeah.
You know, and kind of get, just let it be my background music. Mm-hmm. You know?
Just zone out to
it. That's it.
So coming up next, we have Computers R Us. We have owner Eric Logan to talk about Computers R Us.
Okay, now this is a company right here in Connecticut, I believe.
This company is located in New Haven, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Eric, do we have Eric on the line?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing? How you fellas doing today?
We're doing all right. How about yourself?
Fine, can you hear me clearly? I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yep. That sounds good. I can hear you fine, too. Right. So how you guys doing? I see this is, what, the third episode now? Second episode?
Yeah, we're just first week. Getting some great response. You know, so tell us a little bit about Computers R Us.
Well, you know, I'm just a, quote, mom and pop computer repair person. I'm fairly cheap at discount. I try to catch savings onto the customers, you know, decent prices between $50 and $100 to, you know, do computer repair, hardware, software. You know, I give you free diagnostic. If I can't fix it, I give it back to the customers. It seems to be like the new genre, you know, throughout the states and all cities, just doing mom and pop computer repair and bring it to the larger companies like Best Buy or any other locations that fix computers. You know, they're fairly expensive. Coming on these days now, about 10 years, that PCs have been doing fairly well. A lot of older PCs aren't even worth, you know, between $50 or $100. So it makes no sense to pay anything more than that to get them fixed. So I hope to tap into that market, fixing older computers as well as new ones as well.
Now, how long have you been in the computer industry, in a repair business?
Well, I've been fixing computers since about 98. First, just fixing my own stuff and messing around. Going way back since the Pentium 1, the KAMD, AM6 processor.
That's a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's about 13 years. Yes, I've been there. I've been growing. I've been fixing home computers as a small business now for three, going on 4 years.
Okay, so what made you want to just get into that, involved in that?
Oh, well, you know, this is I seen this opportunity. I seen there was a market available. It's one of the good things when you start your own business, looking for a market that's something that's needed in the area. You know, I fix computers in cities, And so there's a need for that, you know, instead of going out to the suburbs all the time. And as well, I also go to people's houses, which are, I do home visits as well, for $50 for the first hour, and then $50 every hour afterward. I usually don't spend more than 2 hours there. There's a market for that as well. And most everywhere, even in the suburbs, to get a technician, you know, to come after your warranty runs out on your TV or your computer, or set up a network, or just want to maybe have an internet connection problem at your house, have someone show up across minimum $100, $200. So I can usually show up, diagnose the situation, or bring it home. That's needed. You know, if you got an internet connection problem, bringing them the computer to another location can't really help you out in a lot of situations, because you got to bring it back and then reconnect, and you can still have the same problems. So
I was going to say, now that's a big plus right there, coming to make home visits, you know, especially for people that don't have cars. Or
exactly. That time you can show up and be like, yeah, it can't be fixed, or I got to take it with me, it's $100. Hey, you know, if I show up, it's $50. If I can't fix it, well, that goes to the cost of me fixing the computer. I have to bring it to another location. But a lot of times when I go home visits, it's needing network connection problems. You know, I could bring the computer back to my location, have it running perfectly fine, then hand it off to you, and then you go back to your house, and something might not be connected properly, you're not logged in properly, IPO is not right, several different things. So I give a cheap alternative for that situation.
So what exactly can you do with hardware? Well, what type of hardware do you fix?
Well, hardware, you know, I could change the screens. I can either order you the part. I don't charge anything extra for any new parts that I order, but you have to give me the money first. Customers have to give us the money first. Then from there, you know, I order it, and then when it comes, I just charge the $50 installation fee. But I do it all. I could change your motherboard. That's a $100 fee. It's still cheaper in the cost of the actual part. But any other parts, that's $50. And even cheaper than that, to put in some RAM, $20. But I can do everything. I even spotter. One thing I'm trying to get is, like, you know, outside of my local immediate area, like you guys, international, is, you know, a lot of something like solder. A lot of times, things are broken, a lot of the computer repair places do that.
You're breaking up a little bit, dude.
Yeah, you're breaking up. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, no problem. I'm pretty close. You have to sometimes get people who, a lot of the mom and pop locations, they might not solder. A lot of the Best Buy place, Geek Squad at Best Buy, they don't do any soldering. So, you know, people can always send it to 132 Spring Street, New Haven, Connecticut, under Eric Logan. And they can send a computer to us, address it to that. And I can take it, send it to my house. I could solder the piece into them and send it back to them for a $75 to $125 fee. Can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah, you're clear now.
Yeah, if you want to repeat what you were just saying, because you were breaking up.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, as far as being, you know, internationally with what I do, you know, I'm trying to specialize now in soldering certain parts onto the computer. Example, if the power cord on a PC, you know, gets broken from the motherboard, that's something that needs to be soldered. And most places don't open it up and offer you that. They just offer you to replace the part. You know, it's a thing in America. People in America like to simply replace the old for the new, when sometimes for a lot cheaper, a quick solder, a quick fix could fix the solution and situation. So, you know, anybody can mail any broken computers, things that need to be soldered, or if somebody told them that a part needs to be soldered, if a computer would be fine, they could send that to 132 Spring Street and address it to Computers R Us or Eric Logan, New Haven, Connecticut, 06519. So I'm open to specialize in certain things that people can mail me, you know, their computers from, you know, anywhere in the States, not just in my local area.
Do you have a website or email address?
Eric Logan 001 at hotmail.com.
Eric Logan 001.
Yeah, Eric Logan 001 at hotmail.com. Anybody can email me, you know, if they think it needs to be soldered or they want to know the price range. And I can, you know, give them a quick analysis over the phone of what it would cost, and if I can or cannot solder that part.
And you're in the New Haven area, correct?
Connecticut.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So you,
I'm in the New Haven. I service all of Southern Connecticut. I service Fairfield County as well as New London County, and even parts of Hartford County. We're in a pretty small state here, so I can reach any location within 45 minutes, pretty much.
Okay. Well, We really like to thank you. Also, we'd like to thank you for doing some sponsoring and some advertisements on our show here. You know, that's very appreciative of us. We just like to mention that. We do appreciate you calling in.
I thank you for the opportunity. If you got another 30 seconds for me, you guys are busy. But I want to say also, too, you know, being a small business, expanding is a big thing as well. And hopefully I can, you know, once I get another location established or more firmly, employ one or two people as well, which could help me expand as well. So hopefully I'll be able to expand my business as well.
Now, are you looking right now for any assistance or any type of help at the moment? Or how's that going for you?
I'm waiting for the clientele to get a little bit more up to par where I can definitively pay somebody. When times are good and times are bad. So I'm hoping to do some more marketing, a little harder marketing push in my area. And even on the internet as well, on Craigslist, I put ads all the time on Craigslist. Where people who need computer services done, I post regularly there as well. So you can check out for me.
So most of your marketing is word of mouth right now, more or less, and local.
Yeah, word of mouth, flyers, business cards, in the general area. So I'm always advertising, putting up flyers in certain areas, and passing out my material at events. Expand. Yeah, I'm trying to do some more promotions in other cities as well, local cities in the area.
Okay. Well, Eric Logan, we'd like to thank you for calling in. Can you just give your contact information one more time?
Yes, I can. That's Computers Are Us, 132 Spring Street, New Haven, Connecticut, 06519. And my email is ericlogan001@hotmail.com.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Have a nice day.
Okay. Computers Are Us. Eric Logan, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Another entrepreneur.
Computers Are Us. He sounded like he can do a lot with computers.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing right now. I get any type of issue with the computer, I'm ready to throw it in the garbage.
Yep. And buy a new one.
Simple as that.
Can't be like that anymore.
Economy's rough out here.
Yep.
And, you need to know somebody that's computer savvy. Really helps.
And he had cheap prices too. Very inexpensive.
Definitely do. I have a laptop sitting in the corner that needs to actually get dropped off to Mr. Logan pretty soon. So,
well, our next interview is Erica Mina. She'll be on in a few minutes. While we wait for her, let's just get into some more new music. Right. TE Radio.
Be right back.
I ain't with all the arguing. I ain't with all the fighting. I'm doing nuts. Yeah. If you claim and you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blowing when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, straight through the night. Nah. If you claim and you're down to ride, please. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blowing when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, straight through the night. You always talking this and that to me. Everything she scream about sound whack to me. You always wanna make a scene, she after me. Let's see if she find a better man after me. I'm like, why you so stressful? She like rich, why you so disrespectful? What would you do if I leave, neglect you? I'm like, you wasn't this annoying when I met you. I drowned you with diamonds. I'll fall dead cause I'm working, I'm grinding. So don't stress me about one timing. Cause you don't mind it when your ass is outshining. Stop being childish, okay, you wildin'. You wanna leave a divorce, you can file it. And when you call, my number don't dial it. You can hit the road, just go collect mileage. If you claim and you're down to ride, don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. Straight through the night. If you claim you're down to ride, don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blowing.
never get a smile. All you do is growl, catch fits like a child. Yelling, we ain't hanged out in the wild. All this bickering is taking me off my cloud. Just wanna be under me, yeah. Cherish the moments we laid up under sheets. Understand I gotta work if you wanna eat. You disagreed in here, I don't wanna be. I'm thinking how the hell I meet her. OJ the chick, but I know the kids need her. You know the saying is cheap, but it keep us. It's also less stressful to just leave her. So I'ma leave her, cause I don't need her. You see ya, and I wouldn't wanna be ya. Let's celebrate champagne, roll the weed up. The Lord freed us, I gotta thank Jesus. You claim and you down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by nigga side. On this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, break through the night. If you claim and you down to ride, please don't complain, stand by nigga side. On this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, break through the night. You always wanna nag, always wanna argue when I got a dash. My money yours, you don't even gotta ask. No complaints when your ass want the bag. No, you want the Gucci, you want the Fendi, you want the Louis, you want plenty. To let you know ain't none of that shit cheap. Grind a reason, account never empty. So stop giving me the run around. Show me some loving now, leave all that cussing now. Cause I'm the man that showed you a love about. Don't argue with me, take a better route. Cause if you claim that you down to ride, don't complain, stand by nigga side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe with you through the night. If you claim that you down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by nigga side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. If you claim that you down to ride, don't complain, stand by nigga side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night.
And we begin now. She likes to party on Pluto.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. That was Pluto. Smooth. It's a pretty hot song, man. Pretty smooth. Got like a little dance feel to it.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear that in the club.
Like a nice little bar having a cocktail with
a lounge.
Little
spot.
Lounge, yep.
It's lounge music. It's
with kinda, a nice little lady friend.
Exactly. Because it keeps the tempo upbeat, but it lets you sit back
yep. and
relax at the same time.
Yeah, that was pretty hot. It was a nice day out, man. It was about 55 today.
Kids is pretty outside. Warm. No jacket on. I'm looking like... April what? 17th.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. You know what?
February.
Last year, like this, we were buried under snow.
Mountains. We go skiing on the sidewalk.
Oh, man. I got pictures, you know, in 5 or 10 years.
Never believe it.
That year. You got to pull them out. Dog buried in the snow.
Well, you know, every episode we'd like to give you some informative information. Today we'll tell you the top 10 rules to close a sale. Number one is always be seated. You never want to present your proposal while you're standing. You always want to be seated, have a nice feel, a nice vibe going.
Okay.
Nobody's going to sign anything standing up. So you're not getting a check that way.
So is it sort of showing some type of aggression, perhaps, you think? Or
I mean, you want to be subtle, but you want to be firm.
Well, I mean, but in standing up, does that sort of make the other person feel like a certain way? Is that the reason? I'm just wondering, you know, question.
I mean, it's not going to make the other person feel. It could possibly, but I mean. The reality of it is, for the check to get written, they're going to have to be sitting at the table. So you want to make them feel comfortable. If you have a presentation, you can start it standing, but you don't want to prolong it standing and have the whole duration be standing. Gotcha. You definitely want to be seated when you get into the nuts and bolts of your presentation.
That's interesting.
And number two, we have always present in writing. Whatever you're talking about, make sure you have the documentation to back that up. Words is not going to be enough. You're going to have the hard data.
You need hard copy. You need projection screens. You need the marker. You need the papers.
PowerPoint.
Everything. You got to drill it in to the head. You know, business is one of those things where... Everybody's different. Some people, as soon as you start talking numbers to them, they freeze up. Their mind gets narrow and just focuses on that one thing, you know,
yep.
or it could be something for somebody else. But that's why the paper, the PowerPoint, it gives them something to zone in on.
And the more times they see it, it's just like branding. I mean, the more times they see it, the more familiar they are with it.
Number three here, always clearly communicate your proposal. Don't mumble. Clearly ask the order to close the sale. Sir, if you don't have any other reservations, sign here. Things of that nature. You know, don't give them any open-ended questions at the end. Just, you know, yes or no. Because everybody's going to have hesitation sometimes the final purchase, especially of a big order.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to kind of push them through, make them feel at ease. And don't sound, you know, like you don't know what you're talking about, because that's going to make somebody feel nervous.
Yeah, you don't want to sound rushed either. You want to make a good, smooth vibe going on. You don't want to be rushed.
Number four, always make eye contact. Make direct eye contact with a customer. Be confident and determined to earn the business now, not later. Now, that's a practice that should be used in all spectrums and areas of business. It's just a good nature, good characteristic trait to have. You know, look somebody in the eye, let them know that you believe in what it is that you're telling them. You know, and that yes. not that you're looking down at the ground or at the birds, you know, while you're just trying to sell somebody a dream.
So I think, you know, that's really big. You wouldn't imagine, but little things are very, you know, some things that we consider subtle are very important, especially in sales, you know, proposals and ordeals.
Yeah, it's bad body language to not look somebody in the eyes when you're talking to them anyway.
Yes.
It makes them think that you're making this up, what you're telling them.
Like,
So you definitely want to make sure you always make eye contact. Number five is to always have a pen available. You don't want to rely that the person you're selling to has a pen. You always want to have your own pen. If you're not ready to close the sale, how can you close the sale?
Nowadays, they do have some of those digital tabs, you know, things like that. The iPhone sure has some type of supplement where you can sign, you know, just to say, to get technical on you. But, you know, even the UPS guys run around with them, you know, things like that. But
a lot of
the tablets now have the signing mechanism. They even have the attachment where you can slide a credit card over, you know, your cell phone right now. So
definitely,
and that's even better because sometimes, you know, that's just something right there. A person can say, oh, I don't have a pen. And you're like, oh, you know what? You don't even need a pen. You know, we can do this right now. I'll send it right to your email. Give you a confirmation.
Yep. Number six is, if you're feeling pressured, use humor to relieve it.
So you as the seller, you as the salesman.
Yeah, if you feel pressured as a salesman, use humor to relieve your pressure. Try to crack a few jokes. Break the ice, get them smiling, get them laughing, and get your buyers comfortable with you.
Yeah. Humor always does it. Don't give a corny joke though. That might make it even worse.
Yeah, that might, to get that dead silence.
Yeah.
Them crickets.
Don't give them an opportunity to leave you silent.
No, it's not good. Number seven, we have always ask one more time. Never take no for an answer. Repeat your closing. Don't close one time, but close five or six times. Give them reiterate yourself. Make sure they know that you're serious, that your product or your service that you're selling them is important to their company.
Cover all angles. Cover all exits. Make sure you left nothing, no rock unturned. Always have an arsenal of closes available. So you need to have closes for every possible stall and objection the buyer can throw at you. It's human nature to resist a decision. Remember, the buyers don't make sales, you do. Like we said, buyer's impulse, buyer's hesitation at the end of a sale is very, very common for people to get frantic at the last moment and, you know, try to put up the wall.
They start thinking about that check they're writing and where else that money could go. You want to make sure you definitely get them to ink the entire check.
You know what I like to refer to it as? Sort of as, you know what they say, right before you die, your life flashes before you.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think a lot of times before a big purchase like that, like sort of your life flashes, or maybe your financial life flashes before you.
Exactly.
Know? But it never happens to the last second.
Yep.
You know, and almost you're about to sign it, maybe a couple minutes before, but you know you've told the salesman 20 times, I want it.
Yep.
And then
now you're thinking about it.
Sweat, perspiration, mm-hmm. Like, what am I doing?
And then you're still thinking about it 5 minutes after the purchase.
While you're waiting for everything to get wrapped up and for it to come out of the inventory room.
Number nine for the top 10 rules to close the sale, always stay with the buyer. Never leave the buyer if you can. You always want to make sure you're with him. You always want to make sure he's seeing eye-to-eye contact with you, that you have... you're on the same page. Even if you travel from home with the customer in order to close the sale, that's what you have to do. If they want to go on the road, they have a meeting to make, get in the cab with them.
Yeah.
Your objective is to leave with the check, to leave with the signature. You have to get that by any means necessary.
You have to get creative, improvise out there. Somebody else will if you won't.
Exactly. You want to be comfortable with your pitch, with your tone, and then with your confidence.
Just let them know that you're there for them. That type of, those type of activities let a buyer know that, you know what, this guy is kind of here for me.
for the whole duration of this, you know, and it's not like a wham bam thank you man type of thing, you know. Definitely. It's nice to be able to call somebody, hey, I got this problem, and they're there for you.
Yep. Number 10 for the top 10 rules to close the sale: you want to always treat the buyer like a buyer, even if he tells you he's not interested or not at this time. Always treat him like a buyer, because he could potentially become one. Never want to burn any bridges. It just could be a bad time for that person at that time. A couple months, a couple weeks later, you never know. You might receive a phone call from him again, asking you to come back.
Maybe he gave your name to somebody else.
Exactly.
He can't do it right now, but he knows somebody that could. And that's it. A lot of the time, that's the scenario right there. Truthfully.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. Well, up next, our next interview, we have Kara Parks. We'll have her on the line in a few. Let's get into some more new music. TE Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay with us.
Radio Raheem Devon. Yeah. Let's get to it. Or praying on the weed. Some people need prescriptions. Some even loosely eat. You can see it in a smile, an expression when a teardrop falls. Even hear it in a whisper. Yeah, in a late night phone call. It could be adoring, it could be endearing. Or love can be a bitch and fuck you back. We can even get the lines crossed sometimes. Digging it for the best sex we ever had. Some say it's the one that got away. It's funny how a four-letter word is so complicated, but so meaningful to say. Something about it's beautiful. Talking about love, yeah. The lessons in the irony of it all. The pleasure of the birds and bees. That's how we procreated. Yeah, the way we seem to want and need for I believe that it's internal. Courage to walk away. I believe that it's spiritual. Thou wilt bow our heads and pray. A metaphor of kinetic energy. The signs will never prove. And it's true about what they say. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Oh, yeah. And if it's the color red, hey,
color red.
And the shape of a heart, And if it's all we need, then we're all we got. Some say it's an action, the things we do, not the words we say. And there's no wealth like being rich with love. So touch it, feel it, taste it. Still something about it is beautiful. Yeah.
The pleasure of the birds. Station of Mind, 1222-9.
Cause I'd rather sit up with Sean and lay stiff in the pond. Box niggas out daily. South Central crazy like an angry Israeli in a bulletproof Mercedes. Lyrically, I'm Tracy McGrady. In a 7 Series Beamer blowing cushion AC. These fake niggas tryna play or hate me. Suicide, they gon' die when I give them phase 3 streets talking. Call about that nigga off sauce and get love from Eastside Watch to Westside Compton. Niggas know me in the shop. 240s when I rob in a store. Way before my face showed up in the vibe. Not to mention all my different visits to the A been paid. Now my missions get this shit a different way. This day symbolize the next level of the game. Bullets with no name to keep the diamonds on my chain. Hustle. Neck, chrome drop top, chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top,
chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top, chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top,
chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck.
Break the beat up, wake the street up with my potent flow. To all my critics from before, now you know for sure. These niggas wanna switch ships cause they both broke. I'm like, no, suck a duck inside, stay afloat. These so-so ass rappers getting no dough in the presence of this hip-hop jock who's dope. Nip hustle, I'm the freshest nigga you know. Got the Palazzo pool looking like a loop show. Slawson boy, or even numero uno. Bitches on my dick like flies on a football. I just take my pick and then we slide in the Tudo. Mix a little goose with some Nuvo, you know. Then I pull up to your set like it's neutral. Hopping out the Jag dressed like the planet Pluto. Yo, assumptions got you looking like a culo. Saw money then I need mucho. To keep the
diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top,
chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top, chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top,
chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top, chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck.
Eric Sermon.
Gonna keep it going.
Yeah.
This is all I got, man.
Yes.
Let's smooth it out. Let's plug this up in the car.
Yeah.
In your headphones. Just rhyme. I'ma need a sip of martini. See screw their faces cause they not me. You got me on my shoulders cause I outfit be. I order NYC like B-I-G. B-I-G. Sloppy, confident, cocky, cocky. Swish from the top of the key. Your wine try to stop me. No carbon copy. So nice, flow to my heart beat. Get as deep as a shark's teeth. Glow bright, I can't light up a dark street. No rapper. Y'all and artists, being real, flows through my arteries. Make it hot, then I have to breathe. One purpose, ear, forget a lot of cheese. Focus, ain't nobody harming nobody. On the mic, I'm like strong on rock done.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl? Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl? Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl? Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl? Tell me where you get it from.
Got haters everywhere I go now. Jealous, no class, no staff. 1 minute, look at my profile. Milk the game until there's no cows. Met my unbuttoned my blouse. Lego shoes now, into my house. Hip hop, never take the rhyme out. Born and hard, call a timeout. Better listen like my up the nine now. Cocaine, just spit lines out. Could never take my shine out. Look bitter, guan, tech lime out. My prime, can't stop my grind now. Moving forward, yes, my time now. No stunting, it's what I'm about. I just drop the shoes, then I'm out.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Hey, yo, fly from the boogie down Bronx to Dub. I'm putting P in the game now. It's time for a sub.
That's why.
The question is, can she compete? With two of them, they came to speak. Their approach is weak. Me, how you hot because of what you did in the street? Impress me on the beat. We ain't gonna repeat. You heard what I said, man. I keep my style underground like a dead man. And you can lay with them or not. How you want it? Get cut or get shot? Cause that's what happens when you're playing the toughie. Questions get danced around like Buffy. And like him, we ain't gonna stop. Never. On the mic with murder. Mason, better. Anybody stepping to us, Joe Paris got respect from Jamaica since I shot the sheriff.
Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Yeah, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams. And this is today's Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that guy earlier, Greg Dean, he sounded like he had some... I wanted to hear a couple jokes, a couple stand-up jokes. I'm going to have to look him up on YouTube and see what he's got going on.
He was holding out.
Yeah, he was holding out. Right. He's a little shy.
You got to give the people some humor when you call in, you know? I mean... What's going to make them want to come to the school?
Yeah, you know? get booked. People want to book you, bring you to their town.
Yeah. He said he's comfortable now. That's why he opened the school up to start with. He don't want to travel too much. So, I mean, you can't knock him for that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's all right, though. I mean, Greg Dean, ladies and gentlemen, Google him at Greg Dean Comedy. And, we had Computers R Us, Eric Logan.
Another great
great example, entrepreneur.
Yeah, example of entrepreneur. You know, he's going house to house. He'll come pick your computer up for you. Come drop it back off to you.
He's an on-call computer repairman.
It's important. I mean, think about this. It could be the middle of the night. I mean, I don't know. You need to send that email. You need to pay that bill.
It could be you could be watching your kids. You might not have the time to go to Best Buy and see the Geek Squad.
Oh, definitely not. And you know what? It's just like people are scared to go to the mechanic sometimes.
Yep.
They're scared to go to the computer repair shop because just like the mechanic knows that you really don't know anything mechanically what's going on under that hood. The computer guy knows that you really don't know what technically is going on, you know, on that motherboard or that hard drive of your computer, you know, and not to say that they do take advantage, but I mean, it's, you know, definitely understandable that people get uptight about that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have Kara Parks on the line with us. Kara, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right.
How you doing, Carla? Cara?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. So, Cara, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you exactly do.
Okay. Well, I am a tax professional in Atlanta, Georgia, and my interest is in making taxes less taxing. What I do is to publish a blog by the name of Making Taxes Less Taxing. And I also prepare taxes, and I offer seminars and videos with respect to tax matters and tax solutions. And I've also authored several books on resolving tax matters.
So what? Let me just say, being that I just utilized, for instance, TurboTax, I would like to know, you being a tax professional, what do you think about those type of tax remedies for people?
Well, it actually depends on your situation, but I'm going to say in general right now, both H&R Block and TurboTax are offering competitive programs. As you may know, TurboTax, they have it where you can contact a professional while you are completing your taxes. So in any of the lines of programs, they do have both free and paid programs where any of these programs, if you are doing your taxes using the software, and if you hit a spot where you're not certain as to what to do, then you can either contact a professional, or you can use the chat feature, or you can use the community. Myself, of course, since I have a blog post that's coming out next week about the service, of course, I utilize the both the chat feature and the telephone feature. Mm-hmm. And it is free to use. It's actually a great service to use, and it will be available until April the 1st. In previous years, it was a service that you had to pay for. But, of course, since Block, they have their free offerings right now, whereas you can interface live with a tax professional, then that's a product that they are offering to, I guess, kind of be competitive to H&R Block.
Okay. So what tips do you have for saving this tax season?
Well, okay, now when we say saving, now exactly are we talking about saving with respect to tax preparation? Are we talking about saving as far as deductions and credits, specifically what type of savings?
Let's talk about deductions first. So let's say you're a single person and you're the head of your household. What can they do to get the most back from their return?
Okay, that's kind of broad. So basically, that situation would have to be taken case by case. For example, let's just take in isolation a person that's single. Okay, now in order for you to be the head of the household, then generally you have to be claiming someone else, meaning you cannot be a single head of household person. You have to be head of something or specifically someone. So that precludes that you are claiming someone as a dependent or someone that can qualify you to be head of household. So automatically, what you're looking at is someone to use as a qualifying person or as a dependent. So let's just say that using that as a point, let's just say you have a girlfriend, living girlfriend, that lives with you all year round, and your girlfriend is unemployed, and you are supporting this person. You're there 100% sole support. No one else is doing anything for them. You can look at possibly claiming this person as a dependent, and then if you do that, then your status changes from single to head of household. Thereby, of course, you get the dependency exemption for that person, plus you save money on your taxes because you qualify for a better tax status. Since heads of household, the tax rate is lower than for a single person. So that is one avenue that can be used to move into a more favorable tax situation.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about WealthVisor?
I'm sorry?
WealthVisor?
I couldn't hear the question. You said tell... Okay.
A little bit about WealthVisor?
Yes. It is a online organization for financial professionals such as insurance agents, tax preparers, and accountants. And this organization, it is an organization in which these professionals, they are listed, and an individual can go to the website. They can ask financial related questions, and of course they can get answers to these questions for free. Or if they are looking for a tax professional or an insurance professional or an accountant in their area, they can simply choose one by state, or they can choose one based on ratings. So it is a very good service, especially if you if you have financial related questions and you want to get an answer. Sometimes you'll get more than one answer, because what happens in a lot of cases is that someone will post a question and you'll have various professionals that answer the question. Some, of course, will be very general. Some, of course, will be more detailed than others. Some, of course, will probably offer you like a reference or a link to your question. So it is a very good service for people to use.
Okay, now, how can people solve their unresolved IRS tax issues? Are there any type of payment plans, or what are the options for that?
Okay. Well, let's just, I guess, go backwards with the question. We'll start with payment plans. Now, the IRS themselves, they do offer payment plans. They offer a short-term payment plan, which is called an extension, which is for those people that say if they can pay their taxes in full lump sum within a 30-day to a 120-day period, then they would choose that program, that short term. Or if they need longer than 4 months to pay, then they set up a monthly payment plan in which they, for example, say you're $1,000 and you say you can only pay $25 a month, where you pay the $25 a month. Unfortunately, you do pay interest on it and you do pay penalties on it. Now, if you are in a situation where you're you can't even make payments, for example, meaning that they have, in a lot of cases, a specified minimum payment that they tend to look for, but say you lost your, you were paying and you lost your job, or things have been financially bad for you, then you can look to asking for permission to forego making the payment until your situation gets better. So they do have that they, meaning the Internal Revenue Service, does have that program. Unfortunately, in that interim time period where you're not making payments, interest is being charged, and it is possible that, say, the following year, say you find a job and you start making money, then you can either start paying or you can pay it off. Or say when you file taxes, since you've gotten a job and you're making money, then of course the Internal Revenue Service will take your refund from you. So that's as far as making payments. Now, as far as unresolved tax issues, there is an office with the that is independent of the Internal Revenue Service called the Taxpayer Advocate. And what the Taxpayer Advocate does is to work with individuals who have had unresolved issues with the Internal Revenue Service. You are assigned a caseworker, which is a person that will work with you one-on-one, and they will be your liaison between you and the Internal Revenue Service. So you have your one point of contact, which is your liaison, because generally when you call the Internal Revenue Service, you talk to whoever you get on the 800 number. But unlike that, you have a point person, specific person that you contact and this person lets you know the status of your case and they work with you until the matter is resolved. But, of course, keep in mind that you have to do your part, whereas, for example, if they ask you to supply them with records and documents that pertain to your case and they give you a time period in which to do so, then they expect you to do your part to help resolve your own case, meaning that you have to give them something to work with if that is specifically required by your caseworker.
You got to be responsible and step up. Let me ask you this. Do you have any type of program from which people can do their taxes, like an online, you know, type of program, or is everything done through personal tax preparations by you or one of your staff?
Okay, we prepare taxes just one-on-one, meaning that, for example, we use software in which to prepare the taxes. So in other words, we don't necessarily have to be face-to-face with the people, but it is that kind of best to have some type of accounting in the case of fraud and identity theft, because we certainly wouldn't want to have that type of situation to occur, because it has been really prevalent.
Definitely.
You know, recently. So that is one thing. But of course, as far as self tax software is concerned, self-directed methods, of course, the IRS, they have it where you can go directly to their website. That's irs.gov, and you select the free file link, and that will direct individuals to the preparers or the software online program that will allow you to file your taxes for free. The only thing that they have to do is to make sure that they meet the criteria that is specified. And, of course, part of that Free File Alliance is H&R Block and, of course, TurboTax as well. The only difference is that if you use the programs through IRS, that is H&R Block, then you actually don't get the benefit of the additional service that they're offering the public, like with the TurboTax, and you get the free chat and the free telephone consultation. You don't get it when you go through the IRS program.
Okay, so Cora, tell our listeners a little bit about your background. How long have you been into the tax business?
22 years.
Oh, you've been in there. You're about to retire soon. You've been in there a long time.
Long time, yes.
You know about all the loopholes, all the ins and outs, and all the changes every year.
Now, if a person's unable to pay, what are the options for that person, being that we're in the economic times that we're in?
Okay, well, the first thing that we have to recommend that you do is to file your tax return on time. Because as I mentioned before, when you owe the Internal Revenue Service money, you have to pay back the money with interest and with penalties. But what you don't want to do is create an additional unnecessary penalty in filing the taxes late. So since that's something you can control, then that's the first thing, excuse me, that you want to do is to file on time. Even if you don't have one penny to spend, file the return on time, because the Internal Revenue Service, they automatically know if they did not receive a check or credit card, a credit card payment from you or anything of that nature, they will send you a bill, and that's generally going to take about 30 to 45 days on average. So getting back to your question, not being able to pay, so the stages of that, meaning if you can short-term pay, and that was covered with you can pay with an extension, say once they send you the bill within the 30 to 45 days. If you can pay it, fine and good. If you can't, then you call up the Internal Revenue Service and request an extension for up to 4 months, or you can request a payment plan. There is a cost to set up a payment plan that generally depends on whether or not you want to have it withdrawn from your bank account. That charge, I believe, is $43. Or if you want it to mail it in yourself, the charge for that is $105. Then, of course, there is payroll deductions, whereas they can just take it out every pay period. And that is $52. So that's for that program. Or for people whose situation is really bad, say that you lost your job between the time that you received your W-2 form and filed your taxes, and you actually can't really pay much, then you fill out a financial statement, which you can get that from the Internal Revenue Service, too, or call them up and representative will do that over the phone with you. So what they do is to tailor make a plan for you based on your financial circumstances, or if you can't make a small payment, then they will put the balance on hold, which that simply means that they will not have you make a payment, but you will still have the balance. Now, in very extreme circumstances, and I don't know, you've probably heard of what is her name, Ronnie Lynn Deutsch, or
yes,
Taxmasters.
Yes.
Right, so I don't know, you might want to try to get into that, whereas people have these very large balances, and
yep.
they've heard people tell them that they can settle these balances for pennies on the dollar, and which is true. It is a case-by-case basis. But you find that, you know, if people will do the paperwork themselves, they can actually do this themselves. They don't have to pay the big bucks that Taxmasters and Ronnie Lynn Deutsch's firm was asking for, because her firm is no longer in business right now.
Oh, no.
But they actually can.
Shady practices going on?
Go ahead. What happened, and of course we talked about that on the blog, is that she stole clients' money. Because what happens is that, for example, say you hire me and you want to compromise your taxes, meaning say you owe $100,000 and you want to settle for $20,000. Okay, so then what you would do, for example, I would just charge you for my services. And, of course, say you want to pay some of the money, too. Say, okay, well, I'm going to give you $30,000. Of course, you give 20 of that to the IRS, and I'm charging 10 for my services. Okay, well, I didn't pay IRS. I kept the money.
Okay, I see how it goes. Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say this year, 2012, I filed taxes and I owed. Let's say I had to pay the government taxes. Let's say I didn't have the money and I didn't send in any currency. Let's say next year taxes roll around, 2013. Will they automatically deduct the taxes out of 2013, or does that linger on after that?
Okay, so assumed you file and did not pay. Okay, well, the thing is, see, at some point, if you filed, you had to have received a bill. So, so we have to talk about what happened there. So I guess we're just going to assume, for the sake of argument, that you called them up, told them you didn't have any money, and they put it on hold. So once you do that, it can be put on hold, and then the following year, they will take your refund from the following year, if there is one. What you don't want to have is a situation where you owe more than once, because of course it's kind of you kind of stacking up there.
Okay, well, well, with me personally, I had to pay in maybe 05, 06, somewhere around those years, and I ended up receiving a bill maybe around 2010, saying that I owed from 06, even though I filed taxes 07, 08, 09, and everything went through smooth. Is that something that is a government glitch, or am I owed money? I mean, how can I possibly owe for previous years when, how can I owe from 3 years ago when 2 years ago I filed taxes and everything went through fine? Is that something I should look into?
Yes, you can, but I can go ahead and address that, and then I would recommend that you do look into it as well. Okay, and this was talked about on my blog, whereas, for example, let's just say that a person, they filed their taxes in 1 year. We'll just say in your case you filed in 2006. And as far which you filed a 2006 return in 2007, and you heard nothing. Now, generally, the way that the accounting works with the Internal Revenue Service is if there are no problems, no obvious problems. Obvious problems, of course, would mean some mathematical mistakes or social security number mismatches or name mismatches, then generally you might not hear from them for up to a year and a half, 2 years later. That is when they compile all of the documents that your payer sent in, and generally if there's a discrepancy between what your tax return has and what your payers have, then that is when you will hear from them or not, meaning that in some cases, if a person relocates, they tried to get in contact with them, but the correspondence did not reach them, and it was not pursued. So it is possible that you end up with the situation that you have. In addition, if the amount of money that, let's just say that they tried to contact you, by mail about this particular situation, you moved, so the correspondence was not returned, meaning that, you know, it was not returned to IRS, but it was a small amount of money, and small amount would be under $1,000. So that balance, the office is not necessarily obligated to contact you until the balance reaches a certain point. So once the balance reaches a certain point, that is when you will hear something at that point. So that is one problem that the office is working to resolve, because people are naturally angry that they filed taxes 1 year and of course 5 years later, oh, you have a balance. But I have filed tax returns for all of the years in between, and I didn't know anything about this, and it was because that the balance had not been assessed until a later point in time. So that is why I said in your particular case, you can look into it, because you will probably find that during the times that you were filing, the balance was not even, when we say assessed, that means that it was not charged to your account until a later point in time.
Okay, now, do you just service people in the Atlanta, Georgia area, or can anybody from around the country looking for a good tax person, can they contact you?
Yes, we will.
How does that work?
Anywhere, because, of course, there's email. There is We will talk to you over the phone, but mostly we will, people will contact us via email, because, of course, they go to the blog, they read the topics, and, of course, if they have a specific question, then they will let us know and just kind of ask what we think or what they should do.
Okay, can you give out the blog information?
Sure. And that is blog.taxtoday.info.
So that's blog.taxtoday.info, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We have Cora Parks on the line. She's a tax expert. Anybody looking for any tax information or services, you can contact Cora Parks. Cora, can you please give your contact information so people can look you up and find you for your services?
Sure. The website is taxtoday.info.
So the website, ladies and gentlemen, is taxtoday.info.
Right.
What about the phone number?
Phone number is 404-919-1040.
That's funny. That's right. An interesting catch.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And
that
finally, email. Finally, the email address is info@taxtoday.info.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a good tax preparer, you can contact Cora Parks at info. What was it again?
info@taxtoday.info.
info@taxtoday.info. Well, Cora, it was lovely having you on the line with us today.
Some excellent information.
Yeah, we got some excellent information. I'm definitely going to have to look into this. I think the IRS is scamming me. They might owe me some money. So we'll have to see what's going on with that.
Okay, well, can I say something to sure. people at this time? Since this is the month of February, if you do not have your W-2 forms from your employers, please contact the IRS to make a W-2 complaint. And the number to contact the Internal Revenue Service is 1-800-829-1040. And you can contact them between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. And, of course, Monday is a holiday, so you can't contact them on Monday. And if you do have unresolved tax issues, then you can contact the Taxpayer Advocate Service. And their number is 1-877-777-4778. And they are also open between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And one last thing that I would like to recommend, that before you file your taxes, to check to make sure that you don't owe anyone, that is Internal Revenue Service or any federal or state agency that could confiscate your refund, because there are a lot of disappointed people that file their returns only to have their refunds confiscated when they could have checked beforehand to make sure that they, get that situation straightened out before they file, so that they will be able to get their full refund unless they legitimately owe. And, of course,
people that are default with the student loans, right? I'm sure that's a big one.
Right, student loans, right. Because a lot of times what happens is that they send that information to the financial management service, and they send it at the end of the year, which is around October to November.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the individual might not get the letter to tell them that that debt is going there and, you know, giving them a chance that they can resolve it before it impacts their tax refund.
That's right.
Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have Cora Parks on the line. Cora, once again, we want to thank you for coming on the line with us tonight. You had some great information.
Absolutely.
We wish you all the best success in your tax business, and have a good night.
Thank you, folks.
Right. Okay, thank you. You too.
That was
good. Yeah, she has some real good information, especially right about now when you're getting your W-2s back. And
Like I said, I just did TurboTax the other day, and I'm sitting there, I'm scratching my head. I'm on the community, and she mentioned that. I was trying to hit a live person, but it's like you got to send them a message and wait. So I was like, you know what? Typed in my question. The community answered back. Yep. And it was some comments that were actually old, like from last year. But you know, I still kind of flipped back and forth through the page I was having an issue with. And, you know, it worked out. So, like she said, it's funny. I'm one of those people that sometimes I sit there and say, I'm amazed at how much a person can make a review on something or give a comment. But at the same time, I'm not one of those people that'll sit there and make that long comment. But I just want to say that I appreciate for people that do it because it's there for me to read.
Exactly.
And, you know what I mean? And it helps. I have to say it helps. So to everybody that sits there and they take the time to write a detailed resolution of people's issues or something they may have had or what have you, much appreciated.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show, TE Radio. We'll be right back after we get into some more new music. Thank you for listening.
Have to be a crush where I can have what I want. In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be cleaning.
I got a crush on him, never let him know. Wanna be his number one, he got several though. Treat him like a king, put him on a pedestal. Can't even explain the way I feel through my metaphors. In the morning, yeah, I get dressed for him. Do my hair, my nails, put on that dress for him. Love spell, my whole body get fresh for him. Just to walk past, roll my eyes and twist my neck on him. Damn, wish I could let him know. Can't let him go, we need to be together though. We go perfect, Adidas suits and shell toes. La la to his mellow, too shy to say hello. Patiently waiting for Cupid to shoot the arrow. I want the best, I never settle. He my star, even if he never blow. Reluctant to tell him, so guess he'll never know.
Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be fainting. Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? I've been looking at you all day. Won't you just come my way?
His shape up so perfect. Waves on swim on the surf with the surface. Gucci shades, cardigan, Gucci loafers. Go to hell and back, but shorty so worth it. See him on the block, poster with his homies. Drive past, hoping that he noticed. He on my mind, wanna be his main focus. I'm in love, and he don't even know it. I'm going crazy, I need to get my mind back. Do anything for him, he like my Klondike. I'm weak, I can't sleep, I'm insomniac. I play the love songs, then I wind it back. Give him the world, we can live lavish. Want him to be my baby minus the carriage. Carriage, diamonds, marital status. Damn, shorty got me thinking marriage.
Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be fainting. Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? I've been looking at you all day. Won't you just come my way?
Oh.
your jeans real tight. You sexy and I wanna rock you. You stress me.
Now this song got you glowing on the dance floor. So tell me what it's hitting for.
Some money, a dinner. What college do I need to send her? Tech a year, tech a year. He got me missing full sale. Into a dinner. That means I went up in her. And overseas is where I want to tender. FedEx, a list, but don't sign it with my heart. I know you used to be a small, but I can change them all to oil. And I ain't talk about the gold cards. So to let me pop that trunk and let me put my laser gun in the back. And let it beat against the sack. Cause I don't know how to act when it comes to that. So I'ma let Elion bring the hook back, back, back.
Girl, you got this thing about you. Dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. Girl, girl, you got this thing about you. You like to wear your jeans real tight.
That's right.
You sexy and I wanna rock you.
Yeah.
You distress me.
Yeah, yeah. She's like a stallion at Derby. No other girls walk to her beat. She's thick plus her plates are perky. Damn, baby girl,
come with me
to a world unknown. Enigma, I'm on it like lumberjack timber. Atmosphere cloudy, snow cap December. And I can't seem to get her up
off her knees. She's aggressive and I like her aggression. And she likes the progression to the sky. We're so high, so high, so high.
Must not know, I'm really spaced out, constantly up in the cosmos. And she make my head spin, cyclone. I think I need to get a grip, python. Way out of control, we both wildin'. Fresh air traffic control to both islands. Lost in each other, lose all sense of timing. As long as you're smiling, hey.
Girl, girl, you got this thing about you. We've been dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. This thing about you. You like to wear your jeans real tight. You sexy and I wanna rock you. You distress me.
Okay, we're back. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio. We have a caller on the line. We have Michelle from Texas. Michelle from Texas, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Michelle from Texas, what's
going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound great.
How you doing out there?
Thanks. I'm all right.
What part of Texas are you calling from?
I'm in San Antonio.
Join the show.
I am. I love your show. I've tuned in since Monday, every day, and chilling with y'all.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we appreciate the support. We appreciate the love.
Have you found it interesting or useful yet?
Informative yet?
Informative.
Very informative and very inspiring. I've put some friends on the radio station as well. And, you know, they're going to get to it when they get to it. Some of them have already tuned in, but I have passed on the word. I'm prior military, so I passed on to all my military friends as well. So pretty soon y'all going to have it.
Okay, yeah, we like to shout out to the armed forces. Yeah, we appreciate that, what you're doing for the country. It's real courageous, and it takes extreme heart to do what you're doing.
And I'm glad a lot of them got sent back home recently. That's a big thing right there.
It is a great thing. I've been deployed twice, and it's no joke.
So you know.
All right, well, Michelle from Texas, we thank you for calling us. Keep tuning in. We have a great show for you lined up on Monday, February 20th.
That's right.
I'll be there.
All right, thanks a lot,
great.
Michelle from Texas.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, we had a caller in from Texas. We had a guest from Canada. I mean, we're international at this point. I mean, yeah,
as soon as we get one out of the country called, we're international.
We had some great music today. A nice little R&B smooth sound.
That's it. You know, we got a few emails, a few Facebooks, and you know, the ladies were saying, hey, you know,
don't forget about us.
Don't forget about us. We want to hear some R&B. So we had to dig into the crates
and get some nice music sent to us. For all musical artists out there, if you would like your records played on BBS Radio, you can email your records to todaysradio@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors today, mailcallonline.com and Virgo Management.
That's right. Also, Computers R Us. We actually got to speak to the owner
of Computer R Us, Eric Logan. Right. He sounded very informative, and he has some good information.
He's doing a lot of things there. That number is, I believe, 203-562-3905, and that's for Computers R Us and for Eric Logan. 203-562-3905.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another episode of Today's Entrepreneurs. We'll see you again on Monday, President's Day. We have Laura Govan calling from the Basketball Wives of LA television show off of VH1. Okay. Extremely popular. We have about 6 or 7 other guests that night. I hope you're being informed and you're taking your notes.
Please give us your feedback. You know, just call in, send us an email. You know, just let us know how you're feeling. And this way, you know, we can make sure that everything is in tune and in line, like we're trying to make it. This is a little different, you know. We did make a move from another station, so we're here. We're feeling a little more at home here at BBS Radio, and you know, a little more in charge of our situation. So, you know, but nothing happens without the people's feedback. You know, you're the listeners, and you're what makes us. So, you know,
you can always Skype us at BBS Radio 2. Again, Skype ID BBS Radio 2, or you can contact us through email at todaysradio@gmail.com.
todaysradio@gmail.com.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show. It's been very informative. Make sure you get those taxes done.
Oh yeah.
Correctly, you can save a lot of money. Contact Coral Parks.
Yes, I think April 2nd is the deadline, if I'm not mistaken.
And then
don't take it to April 2nd, please. I don't want to see those long lines at the mailbox and
get
the
it
post
done as soon as possible.
On April 2nd, you see all these lines everywhere. It's hilarious. Yep.
So we'll make sure you get that done as soon as possible. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
Take care, folks.
Today's Radio.
Thank you for listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and hope that you enjoyed the show. Until next time, please keep a successful state of mind and keep the creativity brewing.